This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
We are coming towards the end of January and I'm delighted to be able to nab this guy and have a chat. Celeb chef Jack O'Keefe, how are you doing? It's great to talk to you.
What's the story, Louise? How's life?
Not too bad at all. I think a lot of people are going to be delighted that we're coming towards the end of January. Although we're probably still trying to be a little bit frugal. So I said I'd give you a shout to see if you can maybe give us a little bit of motivation to cook some nice, healthy meals that aren't going to break the bank.
Healthy? I just got sick there in my mouth. Yeah, sure, look, why not? We'll give it a whirl, Louise.
Absolutely. I suppose, you know, in January, we try our best to, I don't know, even though I'm always craving comfort food because it's still cold, we're just out of a storm, but surely there's lots of bits and pieces that we can cook that can still, you know, it's still comfort food, but it's not exactly awful food either.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's loads and loads of options. Like, you can tick those boxes that comfort food, they make you feel all nice and cuddly inside. They don't contain 5,000,000 calories, and they also won't break the bank. There's loads and loads and loads of options. And, you know, like, it's pure handy even if you throw your mind back to, like, your family kind of cooking that you would have grown up on. The basics, like your bolognese, your pasta dishes, your pasta bakes, your stew, your curries. You know, they all were so popular at home for a specific reason. They were easy to throw together. They were generally a wet dish, is how we'd very unattractively describe them, because they're a wet dish, which means they have quite a lot of water in them, which will bulk it out, carry a lot of heat, fill you up, make you warm. But they don't break the bank, and they're really easy, and they don't contain hundreds of ingredients that you need to go out and buy. And, like, I always say to people, someone says to me, oh, that recipe is very cheap. And I go, oh, that's great, yeah, but, you know, 90% of the ingredients you have in it, yes, they're cheap ingredients, but they're stuff that people wouldn't carry in their stock at home, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a cheap recipe then, because you're going to have to go and buy, yes, you only need a teaspoon, you're going to have to buy a full pack, if you know what I mean. But, like, I have loads of go-tos that I use that, like, with my job, my career and stuff, I'm always on the go, I'm always busy. I try and keep active. I try and get out for a run maybe 2-3 nights a week, do a long cycle at the weekend, or hit the gym at least 2 nights a week. So I need to fuel myself, especially when you do maybe 11-12 hour days at work as well. And being a chef, I'm constantly surrounded by bad things, you know?
Yeah,
tasty, beautiful things, but bad things on the waistline. So when I'm at home, I try and keep it quick, efficient, simple. And you're being in a married couple in our early 30s, late 20s, you have to start saving at some stage, you know? So the budget is a big thing for us. So, like, my go-to, I've loads. I'm a big meat eater, so meat always has to be a part of my dinner. If I'm rocking on a budget, I always tend to go to the same old reliables, and that's mince or chicken legs or chicken thighs. They're the most affordable. When it comes to chicken, I always prefer to go for the chicken leg, which is the drum and the thigh attached, and it's still on the bone, it still has the skin. Yes, it's not the healthiest cut of chicken. Chicken breast is a lot leaner, a lot less fat, but still not that much. Like, you know, it's still good quality natural protein. The fat that's in it is natural fat. It's not pumped with crap, you know, so your body still does need fat to fuel itself. And the skin brings an absolute insane amount of satisfaction and flavour when it's all crisped up and delicious. So, like, to take those chicken legs, for example, really easy recipe is I just get some whole grain rice. But if you're in a rush and you don't have it, don't worry about it. Use basmati or long grain or easy cook rice, whatever you have. Cook your rice as you always prefer to do. My go-to for rice is 2-to-1. So 2 cups of water to 1 cup of rice. And then that will produce 3 cups of fully cooked rice. So I'll write that one down. So whatever unit you decide to use at home or measuring tool, whether it's a cup, a mug, a jug, a pot, whatever you want, 1 cup of raw rice plus 2 cups of water will create 3 cups of cooked rice, there, thereabouts.
Perfect.
I just put my raw rice and my water into a pot. And if I have some sprigs of herbs that I've been chopping for something else or whatever, I dump that in. But look, let's be honest. No one has coriander stalks hanging around their fridge for the moment that they cook rice, do they? Unless you're Nigella Lawson, like, and it just happened to appear out from the pocket of a silk dressing gown.
Definitely.
But look, Yeah, so that's your rice, right? Cook that away. What I do is I bring it up to the simmer. Once it simmers, I turn it all the way down to the lowest. Your gas, your electric hob will go to put the lid on it and just let it cook away 5, 10 minutes until all the water evaporates, and then it's done. The chicken legs, heat that, crank that oven up full whack, 180, 190 degrees Celsius. And then I'm going through a phase at the moment because it's so cold. Not only do I want warming food, I also want spicy food to kind of heat me up. So I get some, kind of Thai green or Thai red curry paste in the supermarket. You only need a teaspoon or so of it. And I know what I said, oh, buying special ingredients, but it's not mad money. It's cheap. It'll last in your fridge for about a month if you keep the lid on it and the spoon that you use to dip into it is clean, It'll last for ages, so you can save it for the weekend and to make sort of Thai curry. Thai green or Thai red curry paste, doesn't matter, one of them, and just rub it onto the outside of the chicken legs.
Lovely.
Sprinkle a little bit of vegetable oil or olive oil or sunflower oil or sesame oil or whatever oil you want, butter, doesn't matter, right? Bang it into the oven then on a tray. Preferably put some parchment paper under the chicken so that you've less of a struggle to clean the tray after. And just cook that chicken for about 20 to 25 minutes until the skin is gold and crispy and it's all sizzling and it's delicious. And then for a vegetable element, you can't really beat some baby leaf spinach and some sugar snaps or mange too, those kind of nice fresh snappy beans. Pan or a wok, little drop of oil, some salt, pepper, bang it into it when it's nice and hot. Sizzle it all down for about a minute or two until it's cooked. You can add in some freshly chopped garlic cloves, maybe one or two garlic cloves into it. And that's it. Really simple. You can throw it together in a few minutes. Like while the chicken's in the oven, you could be cooking your rice and you can be getting your wok hot for your mange too or whatever else. And that is very simple. And you can sauce it up. You can even do a bit of coconut milk with the remaining curry paste. You could heat the two of them up together to make a nice little creamy sauce to pour over it. Or you could just hit it with some sriracha out of the fridge. You know what I mean?
That sounds
That's
wonderful.
really basic cooking. Like that's perfect meal preppy stuff as well. But like with the same chicken legs, I also have this like really good go-to recipe I do, and it's like it's like a Sri Lankan roast tomato curry that I've
Oh,
been
yum.
doing for donkey's years. Did it years ago for I think it was an Irish Times write-up. And it's just lived in my repertoire since. And what I do is it's for the way when you've all those scraggy bits of tomatoes that are just kind of starting to go off in your fruit bowl, your fridge, wherever you decide to keep your tomatoes. It's I just get all those tomatoes, and especially with your discount supermarkets that have your discounted about to go off section. If I ever see tomatoes in that area, if Joan, they go down to like 30 cent discount or whatever. Or if they're on a Super 6 deal or something like that, I always pick up loads. And then I have an oven tray. Put the tomatoes out in the tray. I get some, like a tum of ginger and some garlic. I don't even peel the ginger and the garlic. I literally just like rustically attack it with a knife. Chuck it onto the tray with the tomatoes. Tomatoes, like, I don't even chop. Like, if it's a huge tomato, I'd cut it in half or quarters. If they're cherry tomatoes, I don't even cut them. I just throw them onto the tray. Salt, pepper. I look into my spice cabinet, whatever kind of has this Indian, South Asian vibe to it, like cumin, coriander, cinnamon, nutmeg, little pinches or whatever bits. And that's kind of it then. I roast that off in the oven at about 180, 190 for about 35, 40 minutes until the tomatoes are starting to go black and blistery on the outside,
Lovely.
kind of like really dark and roasted. I take them out and then I remove the lumps of rustic ginger. And rustic garlic. I try and squeeze the flesh out of the roasted garlic as best I can. Like, if it's taking too long, I'll just give up. Again, because it'll be like a Tuesday night, I'll be exhausted from work and I ain't standing there squeezing garlic for an hour. And then I just get a potato masher and I just kind of roughly mash it all up. And then as all that's kind of roasting off, I roast off some chicken thighs or chicken legs, again with some curry spices on them. And you can just pull the meat off the bone once that's cooked. And then you mix it through that kind of tomato mush that you now have on a tray. And then serve it with rice. And it's honestly one of the nicest curries you'll ever, ever have. I did it years ago. And I remember at work, and my old boss was like to me, you're going to have to give me that recipe. And we're going to actually have to put it on a menu. And because it was just because it was so fantastic. And even if. When you're mashing up tomatoes, if you kind of add a few dashes of coconut milk to it, oh, it makes it even creamier again. And then I suppose my other go-to thing would be I love meatballs. Like tonight now, I'm coming home to meatballs. And
Nice.
all I do is, yeah, I just get like portobello mushrooms or brown chestnut mushrooms and I saute them off in a pan. until they're really nice and brown. I remove them from the pan. I set them aside in the plate. In that pot or whatever pan, I put like 2 teaspoons of real butter in until it's foaming. And once it's melted and foaming, whatever amount of butter I put in, I put the exact same amount of plain flour in. So if it's 2 teaspoons of butter, I put in 2 teaspoons of flour. And using a wooden spoon, then I just mix it into a nice smooth roux on a nice low heat. And I cook out that roux for about a minute. And then I just start adding chicken stock to it. So I get like a Pyrex jug, put an OXO cube into the jug, put some boiling water in on top of it. And then I add that. So I'm making like a bechamel that you'd make for, do you know, like your cabbage and bacon white sauce?
Yeah.
Or a lasagna sauce. The exact same thing, except I just don't use, instead of using loads of milk, I'm actually just using chicken stock, which is way more flavour. And at the end, I'll just finish it with a little bit of milk to make it a kind of beigey white colour. Return my mushrooms. If I have some tarragon or parsley or a nice herb, I'll chop it up and I'll mix that in. And then I just get some pork mince, which is incredibly cheap. Now, I know pork mince is not the best for you. You can use lean steak mince if you want, or turkey mince is actually really good for this. I'd just take the mince, roll it into little meatballs. If you're in a rush, make them very small. Do you know, if you've time in your hands, make them bigger than a golf ball. And then just brown them off in a frying pan. And once they're nice and brown, just add them to your kind of your nice thick creamy sauce. Cook some fettuccine or some tagliatelle in a pot of simmering water, and then add the pasta to the pot with the meatballs and the cream sauce. Mix it all together, and pop it out on the plates, and it's kind of like a meatball pasta stroganoff.
Amazing, because I think when people think meatballs, they're always like, okay, we have to do, you know, your tomato-based spaghetti meatballs. But what you've just described there, oh my God, you'd swear that that's something that somebody like you, who's an actual trained chef, is going to make. But you've made it so easy for us to go and make it at home.
Like it's so like that stuff. See, this I always go off on these rants, right, with people being like, I'd love for to be able to teach the audience, whether it's on TV or over radio, techniques rather than just recipes. Because
Sure.
like the technique there of that sauce is your bechamel technique. It's your make your roux, then add your liquid to it to thicken it. Like it doesn't have to be milk and cream. Like chicken stock or vegetable stock or whatever. It all works out perfectly well, and you can add as much parmesan to it as you want, and it's that kind of stuff. Those kind of dishes are the kind of dishes that, you know, as a chef you grow up with as your staff food, you know,
Yeah.
just the really quick things that we just throw together. And in fact, a lot of your kind of restaurant-y chefs, a lot of the recipes that they would probably share with the public are their staff food recipes, you know, because they're the ones, if someone asks for a 20-minute recipe, it's generally the staff food recipe. You know.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I think we've got lots and lots of inspiration. There's bank holiday weekend ahead, so we can be working on making our bechamel sauce. I know that's what I'm going to be doing for sure. But Jack, of course, you are on the telly box. You're our celebrity chef. You kindly come and join us to give us some inspiration and some recipes. If people want to give you a follow online or check out some of your resources or recipes that you've already got up there, where is the best place to go and where can we see you on the telly?
So you can catch me on telly in Ireland. I'm generally on every week. I had a lovely new restaurant open inside in UCD this week. So I've taken a few weeks off Ireland AM just to focus on the restaurant. If anyone wants to pop in and taste some freshly made pasta that we actually make on site in front of
Amazing.
the customers. But you can find me on Instagram at Chef Jack O'Keefe. You'll see all the madness come up on that every now and then. But yeah.
Amazing. Jack, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Best of luck with the new restaurant, and we'll be looking forward to popping in and chatting to you again very, very soon.
Thanks, Louise. See you later.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.